would come forward. We do have a few this morning, so right up here.
Is this on?
Realize that on the outside of each pew, near the outside aisle, is the plate for the special offering for our children at our school. So take that, give an offering if it suits you, and pass it in the inner aisle, and the children will pick that up.
Is this on?
Cool.
Okay, come on up. Okay, we'll give you a good spot to sit here.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like in heaven? Sometimes we get a chance to find out just exactly what it's going to be like. We had our Pathfinder camp out, and in Pathfinders, we've been teaching the kids a rather interesting class. It has been fire building, camp craft, and cooking, all of which can be very dangerous. While we were trying to teach them how to build fires, we had to get them knives. We had to get them, let them try with an axe, and you can just imagine a little hatchet, you know. And so they got the wood in front of them, and they're swinging it, and you're saying, no. Spread your legs out a little bit. If you miss, you're going to lose a foot or a toe or something. At first, all we lost was a little blood. And that was in practice. So our camp out was this last weekend, and I remember Carolyn, because she had to do all the work, really worked hard on this. And so, of course, our house is entirely filled full of food that she's going to bring in, boxes and everything. And we got on our way, and as we got close, it was at Milo Academy. I had called ahead earlier that day, and I talked to Dave up there, who's the maintenance man, and he went up there, filled up the propane tanks, started the fires and the hot water heaters. They had it. Those guys treated us really good. They took good care of us. And so as I was driving up there, we were coming to it, and you get close to Milo, it is absolutely beautiful. Beautiful forest landing, and of course, I'm thinking of things that happened just the last couple of years ago. We had a big fire at Stout Creek, and I remember the news coming about, and on the news they said, we got a fire started in Stout Creek. That was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. By 3 o'clock, they were back on the news, and they were saying, and the fire has just crested the mountains behind there. And I thought, whoa, Milo is about a quarter mile away from Stout Creek. And I'm thinking, oh, no. Well, get over there. And I talked to one of the staff there, and they said, as soon as that fire started, we got the students out there, and we lined them up, and we began to pray. And the fire had been coming toward the school. The wind was blowing toward them, and the wind changed, and it went the other direction. And you drive up there, you can't hardly see except the top of the mountain behind them that's burned. It's just amazing. It's like a miracle. Well, we're cruising on up there, and we're getting set up. And as the kids all piled out of the cars, hey, it's on them this time. Remember, we were teaching cooking as well as camp, you know, fire building, and they had to pitch their tents. So as soon as they got out, we had them pitch their tents, and then we went out to find firewood. And of course, we took them up to a tree that was down, had been rotted out, and had pitch in it. So we were teaching them how to get the pitch out of the wood and make the fires the easy way. I brought some Western red cedar so it would split into firewood. Then we went right down there and we started building it. And it looked beautiful. I mean, the weather was beautiful. It was warm and everything. And it took us almost an hour to find our firewood. We got down there. We split our firewood. We put something down to get it started. And it started raining. And it didn't just rain a little bit. The drips were hitting the ground and splattering. And so we dashed back into the place, and it rained for 10, 15 minutes, and it stopped. And we go back out there, and all these fires that were ready to start before, they're sopping wet. So we started again. We got the things going, and they did pretty well. I had to get my Band-Aid out because one of the fingers, well, it was still there, but, you know, we had to stop the blood and everything. They did pretty well. It scares us just a little bit trying to teach some of these things. And the next morning, they were up bright and early. They had to build a fire again. And, of course, I had made a deal with them. When we teach these classes, you have to understand The last time we taught a class like this, Dr. Laspey was in charge of Pathfinders. And I remember distinctly his daughter coming up there at the end there, and she says, "Mr. Otis, do you want this pancake? My dog won't eat it." And I don't think he meant it quite that way, because, you know, there was nothing wrong with the pancake. It was just the dog was full. And I thought to myself, uh-oh, we're doing it again here. And so we got started. And I told the kids this story, you know. So they were forewarned. By the way, the bargain is that Mr. Otis gets a bite out of everything. I have to test it, you understand. Why don't people volunteer to be leaders of Pathfinder clubs, you know? I mean, we had another one, and I got to be quarterback on both teams. Should you think that you know, leadership would be easy to find? Well, we got started, and the fires, they sprung up all over the place. We had to build fires in several locations, and so here we are. The fires are getting going, and the kids are putting them on, and so I'm trying to tell them, okay, you got to put the pan on the fire, you know, because they had never cooked before, and they were a little bit hesitant. And so, oh, no, wait, you got to put oil in first, and they didn't know how much oil. And finally, we're ready to put the egg in, and they're standing there, and they're standing, and they're still standing, a little hesitant. And I said, you've got to actually put the egg in. And by now, the fire, you know, these are hotter than your stove. There was this mist coming up with the oil. And all of a sudden, one of the frying pans burst into flame. And I have to grab the frying pan. And you know, you can't throw water on it. So I flipped it upside down to try to put the fire out. And the oil went around and just blew up in a huge flame. And everybody's looking at Mr. Otis, who's supposed to do everything right. We got the fire out, and we got started again. And no, notice it's not looking good for our cooking class. However, the first egg gets close to the thing, and going like this to crack an egg. And I'm saying, okay, I got to teach them how to crack an egg. And so the first one, they hit it, and they missed completely. Well, I mean, it didn't crack. And then he hits it a little harder, and he's pulling back. And the entire egg falls out of the shell and drops into the fire. Well, the next kid did a little bit better. He gets his egg, and this time he cracks it really gently. And I said, okay, you get a crack on it, and then you take your fingernails and you pull the thing open. Well, he did, and he pulled it open like that. Egg shells and everything rained down into the thing. They got some of them out, but Mr. Otis has to take a bite out of everything. And I ended up getting the eggshell. And I'm crunching down on this egg with eggshell in it. And, well, the meals were going really well, you can see. Somebody else came up with a whole plate of food because they'd done really well, and they made it for me. And I was impressed. And we're talking about these kids came up there with their very finest. And they were giving me some very memorable meals. I recovered within just a few days. No, actually, several of them came up there. They gave me a dish with their favorite stuff on it and everything. One of them came up there with a Mickey Mouse pancake. I got to eat his ear off. As we were making these things, I thought to myself, this is really cool. What's the difference between this and heaven? I mean, yeah, we had... All right, there is maybe a difference. I thought maybe I'd be generous and make Carolyn a cook. Since everybody was making food for me, I'd make something for Carolyn. So I volunteered to make her a pancake, and I got it started just fine, and a crane fly came flying by. And you know how big crane flies are. They're that big. This crane fly landed right on top of the pancake with its legs spread clear out, and she's behind me there. I'm not eating that. And the crane fly's trying to crawl out. It finally gets to the edge and falls on the frying pan and immediately dies. And here's this crane fly on the pancake. So I guess you could see that pancake. It got offered to the gods, the camping gods or something, because that it didn't land very well at all. I don't know if I mentioned it, but Bob Tooley was there, and he was sick. One of the kids, Rayleigh, came up, and she made a special thing for him, delivered it to his tent door. You know what? I saw other kids there helping out the other ones as they, you know, they came up there and they would not know how to pitch a tent, or they didn't know how to cook their food, and they would be helping them out with kindling and with other things. You know what? I don't see any difference. Heaven's going to be a fun place. The next morning, or actually that was by Sunday morning, we had a special activity for them. That was Sabbath afternoon. We had a treasure hunt, and they were supposed to build all their, you know, they were supposed to know how to use their compass and do trail signs. And so we had a treasure hunt with, we gave out gold, with made out of chocolate, of course. And as they were going through these things and they had to follow their directions and everything, we made them switch compasses every time we did something so everybody had a chance to find something. And at the end, I had set it up so that the last few clues, I was dropping, you know, $20 gold pieces on the cards with the, you know, with the directions. And the first one came up there, and Braden was the first one up on that one. And he races up there, he gets the $20 gold piece, and you would have thought he would just grabbed it and eat it. But he takes the thing and he turns around and gives it to Rayleigh. And I'm thinking, you know what? This is the character that we're looking for. And I know he's here and he's probably embarrassed. But later on, I came up to him and I said, I saw that. That was just a really class act, you know. I noticed what you did. But he didn't know anybody was looking. And you think to yourself, you know what? Heaven is going to be a fun place to be. It really will be. And yet, is it going to rain? Well, I would find it rather boring if nothing ever went wrong. Yeah, I imagine it will rain. You think crane flies are going to land on pancakes in heaven? Well, I imagine that could possibly happen. You think maybe in heaven somebody will come up and offer a pancake their dog won't eat? Heaven is only different from this here. God made us to overcome adversity. He gave us a brain and the ability to do things. When you get to heaven, I imagine a lot of things are going to go wrong, but the difference is the character of Jesus. When you get to heaven, you're going to find somebody running up and saying, I made this for Bob Tooley, you know, and he was sick. Or somebody else is going to run up there and make sure that the poor leader who's looking a little bleak by then has something good to eat. I hope that you remember that heaven is not an unreal place. It's not a cloud nine, but it's going to be very much like our camp out to Milo there. And you're going to find the most beautiful people because they're going to be like Jesus there. Amen. Okay, I have a few things to hand out here. We get to hand out two of them. This is the invitation to go to school, I think. It's from the RJA. As soon as you get that, you're welcome to go back to your seats. Thank you very much. And I guess there's a bunch of offering. We only have two people picking up our offerings. I don't know. We might need help.